This podcast replay is brought to you by EJDConstruction.com. Call Eric at EJD Construction at 305-433-4843. They do it all, residential or commercial. EJDConstruction.com is the custom home builder and general contractor you can trust. 305-433-4843. Let's talk a little bit about going after Josh Allen in this game. And they got a... Listen, one of the things that Pittsburgh did this past week was make them very human, very normal. And in that game, in the 23-16 win, Singletary had 11 rushes for 72 yards and no touchdowns. Diggs had 9 receptions, but for 69 yards. Josh Allen was 30 of 51. He threw the ball 51 times. And completed 30 and had 270 yards and a touchdown. He also ran the ball 9 times for 44 yards. So there was, Beasley was 8 receptions, but 60 yards. And that's what's going to have to happen in this game. You're going to have to make their numbers pedestrian. That's how they beat them 23-16. Now, how do you make their numbers pedestrian, ladies and gentlemen? This is going to be the key. It's pass rush. And last week, I made a mistake with Joe Shad on the air. I thought it was zero, but they did credit them with 1 sack. Well, that's not good enough this week against the mobile Josh Allen. And he has killed them with his legs, not just his arm. Also, remember, the Bills have won 5 straight against the Miami Dolphins. So... they've got, Ogba has got to be a monster. Van Ginkle has got to get to the quarterback. Sealer, Egwuvon, Christian Wilkins, Jerome Baker. You're going to have to send a corner, a safety every once in a while. You're going to have to hit this guy. Even when you don't sack him, you need to hit him. To me, that's what it's going to be. You've got a really good secondary. And this time around, it's not like you're serving up a rookie that doesn't have a lot of experience. You've got X out there, and you've got Byron Jones, and Nick Needham has been playing some tough football, and I think you've improved your safety play too with Holland in there. So I think overall you got enough to stay with these guys, but part of staying with these guys is the guys up front. And while it's not anything shocking that what I'm telling you, of course, you got to pressure the quarterback every week in a passing league. But this has got to be a kind of controlled type pressure. It's got to be a way where you keep him and you keep him in the pocket and you get after him at the same time, where he's in there and he's stuck like a pinball machine, hitting the bumpers and going back and forth and all that good stuff. You kind of have he needs to be in that kind of an environment on a consistent basis. That's what I'm hoping for. If they're going to win this game, to me, it's all about constant pressure on him. Even when you don't get to him, he feels you one way or another. And then, of course, that secondary has got to do the same thing that the Steelers did. They can't allow these guys to be making the big plays. They're going to move the ball because they're a good offense. They've got weapons, so it's really hard to kind of stop that offense and shut it down. I would love to see that by the Miami Dolphins. That would take a Herculean effort on their defense in order to do something like that. But I think they can do enough where they, the bending and not breaking thing that they've done pretty well here in the last, I would say a little over a year and a half, because it was started really at the end of the first season, where the defense got better and it was kind of bending and not breaking at times and creating turnovers. And they did all of that last year at times. And they did it in week one also with the Patriots, where they made them, okay, between the 20s, you kind of move the ball, but then we made you settle for field goals at times instead of 7 points. And when they did that enough, they kept themselves in the game and they were able to win 17-16. Last week, my prediction was 24-16 Dolphins. I got one of the scores right, the Patriots. I didn't get the right score for the Dolphins. They needed one more touchdown to to complete the connection. I think this is going to be a game that's going to be slightly higher scoring on both sides of the ball. And I think it's going to be somewhere in the neighborhood of a 24 to 20 game is what I'm going to see. And I'm going 20 instead of 21 because I'm counting on the Dolphins to make them pedestrian at times and force them to settle for field goals.